Every summer, parents and guardians of kids in school have to find activities for them in the summer. It can feel like a big lift. Sharon Freed is the founder and CEO of 3D Dance Academy. Freed Moreland is a Detroit native who studied dance in college and has traveled and worked around the world as a choreographer and dancer. 3D Dance Academy recently announced its 2023 summer programming to help with what do we do with these kids in the summer? It's part of Detroit's Mary Grove Conservancy, which has so many different things happening over there. And it's a 10-week program that is especially geared towards children that have a love for dance and the larger idea of community building. Culture Shift's Tia Graham here to tell us more. Hey, Tia.
Hello, Ryan. You know, 3D Dance Academy, it happens to be, like you said, at the Mary Grove Conservancy, which is in the heart of the Live 6 neighborhood. Over the next several weeks, WDET reporters are talking to Detroiters in the Live 6 neighborhoods. It's part of our Crossing the Line series. It's an effort to find out what unites us and divides us as a region. And I want to say thank you, Sharon, for joining the show and sharing a little part of your experiences with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So where did your love for dance start?
You know, that is a very funny story. And this is one that makes you realize that you never know until you experience things. Because when I was in high school, all the elective classes were closed, and I had no choice other than to take either dance or a JROTC. And so I said I'm way too skinny for leotards and tights, so that was out of the question. And I thought that JROTC suits were too, no offense anyone, I thought they were so ugly. I was not going to wear those in the hallways. So I said to myself, well, at least with dance, I'm only in my class, where the JROTC, you're in the hallway. So I reluctantly took dance, and little did I know it was my calling, and I just fell in love with it.
Which is so amazing, because I think about, you know, I'm not sure, you know, of the program or the school that you were attending at the time, but I think about how there was lacking so many creative outlets in different schools, especially when I was coming up, and you're starting to see them expand a little bit more. But, you know, if you could, you know, talk about or explain the importance of having that outlet there, that dance outlet, but then the importance of what you learned while you were taking that class.
You know, dance is such a win-win, because not only is it fun, it's very healthy. You know, it's good for the body. You know, the arts alone help children, you know, improve in every area in their academics. And so statistically, it shows that it's beneficial for anyone to take dance. I love dance, and I think it's very helpful. You know, when I was in school, we had many different programs, and they don't have that now. When I was in school, we had woodshop, we had culinary arts, you had cosmetology. So you don't have that now. And so it is my objective and my motto to keep dance alive and make sure children experience something that can possibly change your life like it did mine.
Sharon, you have been dancing your whole life. You've been you're a Detroit educated, you're a DPS graduate as well. You went to Mary Grove,
right,
and you had a dance scholarship. And for a person listening right now and hearing you say, I didn't even want to take the class,
right,
to getting a 4-year scholarship to go to school, right, what was that experience like?
And, you know, believe it or not, you know, that's why they say whatever is for you is for you, and it's destined. Because I can remember when I was in high school sitting on the piano with a former friend of mine, and or she's still a friend, but however, she was my friend in high school. And so she said, I'm going to Mary Grove to audition for the dance program. And I said, you're going to go to school for dance? She said, well, yeah, you should come go with me. Mm-hmm. And so I went with her, and I was the one who got the scholarship.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So like you said, if it was meant to be, it's meant to be.
It was meant to be. Mm-hmm. I had no plans on dancing, you know, as my career. You know, but it just led. It kept going, you know. So, again, you know, it's my life calling, and I love it. I'm passionate about it. And, like, right now, you know, I have many after-school programs in the Detroit public school systems, so I can keep that program going, you know. So, yeah.
I think, you know, you talk about the passion for dancing, about being a mentor now and spreading that knowledge of dance and the love for dance across to so many different young people now. What was it like for you, especially as you were beginning to start your career in dance? Mm-hmm. what was it like for you having those experiences in your mind, knowing that this is a career that I could actually do? Like, what were you seeing that let you believe that you could do this?
Well, really, it kind of like unfolded without a plan, kind of sort of. I didn't set out for this to be my career. I started teaching dance in high school. And so, honestly, I was good in dance. I liked dance, but I didn't fall in love with dance until I started teaching it.
Mm.
And so when I was, Penny Guy Boulder was my dance professor at Mary Grove College, and she called me and she said, "Well, you know, Sharon, dance is your calling. You should teach dance." And I said, "Penny, I'm not sure if I want to teach dance. I love to dance. I'm not sure." However, she was right. And when I started teaching at Cody High School, I fell in love with my students. I fell in love with the art of dance. And when the program shut down, I kind of looked around and said, "Okay, now what?" And so that's when I opened up 3 Dance Academies so my students could come somewhere and we can still experience our love for dance and keep it going.
So when did you start the academy? When did you open it up?
In 2006, 2007. Mm. I did 2006 was my summer camp, and then 2007 I continued with the 4-year studio all year round.
And once again, it's so interesting because when you're talking about that time, that 2006, 2007 time, that's when I was starting to enter into high school and start to get into programs. Mm-hmm. And for me, a lot of that was lacking. Like you said, a lot of those programs had started to shut down when I was going into school. So, you know, did you see that need? Of course, you saw it when the program shut down at Cody. Mm-hmm. But when you started to feel that need, was the influx heavy? Like, did you see a lot of students applying for the academy?
It was gradual, okay. You know, because initially when I first started my studio, it really was to continue dancing with my students over at Cody High School, kind of, sort of. And then I started a summer camp first, and parents would always ask me, "Okay, so now what?" I'm like, "Well, I'll see you next summer." And then eventually I said, "You know what, I'll do this all year round," because I was touring and dancing myself, and I was also a mom. I wasn't sure I wanted to have the responsibility in running a full studio all year. It's a big commitment.
Yeah.
And so eventually I decided to go ahead with it.
I think, Sharon, what's so great so far about what we're talking about in the conversation about dance is that you literally kind of just stumbled into your career as a dance mentor, as a dancer, mm-hmm. choreographer, mm-hmm. and all the things that have come with the career of a dancer or being in dance. If you can go into your background a little bit about being a dancer across the world and across mm-hmm. the United States, but also have you worked with big names or anything mm-hmm. like that?
Right. So I was a teacher over at Cody High School, and Aretha Franklin had auditions. And a couple of my students wanted to audition. And make a long story short, one of my students convinced me to audition. I said, "Well, I'm not sure because, again, I'm married. I have a child. I'm not sure." However, she convinced me, and I made the audition. I became her dancer first and then her ballet mistress and her choreographer. So I toured with her, and that was a wonderful experience. It was a dream come true to take your talents to that type of heights.
The Aretha Franklin,
the Queen of Soul.
Oh, I got mm-hmm. chills right now because mm-hmm. it's just like, that's like royalty, you know, mm-hmm. not just in Detroit, but across the world. That's royalty.
Absolutely.
You're working with royalty as a Detroit woman, with a Detroit woman. Mm-hmm. So you kind of had a certain little vibe there and bond there because, mm-hmm. you know, you got that city love. So if you go into that a little bit more, working with Aretha Franklin, the late, great Aretha Franklin.
At first, I was her dancer, and then she wanted a ballet piece to be danced on point. And so she wasn't for sure if her dancers, her in-house dancers, could do that. And so she happened to ask us to prepare a point piece for her to her song. And so I told one of my former students, William, I said, "You know, if Aretha see my choreography, I know I'm going to be her choreographer." I'm saying it in the most humble way because I'm very gifted in what I do.
Yeah.
It's truly a God-given talent. And so sure enough, when we all did our audition piece for her, she was very impressed with me. And so that night I got a phone call and said she wanted me to be her ballet mistress. And I said, "Oh, wow." And then about a month later, she said, "I want you to take over the group and be a choreographer." So be the choreographer. And so that was an experience. And I loved it, you know, but you have your ups and downs with other dancers and the transitions of that. But overall, it was a fantastic time. And that's what I want for another student, how I stumbled upon something that changed my life. And there's so many talented people out here, young people, they TikToking every day in the mirror. We can channel that energy, you know, and then, you know, nowadays every artist have a backup dancer. Usually. And the backup dancers, they have such a wonderful life because you travel all over, you're dancing, you're getting paid good money, you know, you're eating well, you get to do great events. And so again, that is what I want to do for the next person.
Nice. I was thinking, I often think about dancing now in a little bit more of a intense way, I guess you can say, after watching a few documentaries featuring Beyonce and some other artists, and you see their dance troupes and you see how important it is and what they're doing and the family that's built when you're traveling with folks for so long on tour. How do you expect to or give some of this knowledge that you have right now in your brain to the kids that you're mentoring?
You know, I just feel that if you really want to do it, you have to believe in yourself. You have to go for it. You can't look side by side. You got to look forward. You know, and whatever's for you will be for you, but you have to work hard. And if you want to be a backup dancer or be a choreographer or own a dance studio, you have to set your goals and go for it. You know, in order for you to do these things, you have to get out there and audition, you know, mm-hmm. and learn and get mentored so you can do good at it.
Sharon, so, you know, getting into your summer lineup, you recently announced the summer lineup. It begins Monday, June 19th or Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give us a little bit of an idea of what students can expect when they begin the program with you.
Right. Okay. So my summer camp is really my baby. It's my most loved program that I do offer. And it is for 10 weeks. We have two camps. We have one in West Bloomfield for 2 weeks. And then we have our 10-week program at our home, the Mary Grove College 3D Dance Academy studio. And in 10 weeks, they go and experience classes such as ballet, modern, hip-hop, jazz, African, cheerleading, tap, mime. I'm offering singing this year. We also have a self-love class where they learn financial literacy. They're going to have a dietitian come in, a vision board. We have field trips on Fridays. We do an end of the year summer concert. I give out awards and scholarships to the studio. It's a very, very good program, and parents can really rest assured that not only is it very economical, because I want it economical, because I want for the working parent to be able to afford something as nice and quality like this, and it's a really good program. So we start June 19th, and I'm looking forward to it.
It sounds exciting. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for the kids to partake in. If you're a parent and you're interested in signing up or just learning more about possibly putting your child in later in the year, mm-hmm. or in the mm-hmm. future.
All year round.
What should they know about registering?
All right. You can go to www.3ddanceacademy.com. Again, that's 3ddanceacademy.com. You can reach out to any of our social sites on Instagram or Facebook, 3D Dance Academy. You can also call 313-515-3549. Again, 313-515-3549. Or you can come by Mary Grove College or Mary Grove Conservancy now on West McNichols in Wyoming and just go to the guard shack and tell them you're looking for a 3D Dance Academy and they will direct you.
All right, right in the Live 6 neighborhood, right in the heart of the Live 6 neighborhood. Once again, our whole station is doing a whole wide storytelling project on Live 6. Crossing the Lines is the name of the project. So I want to say thank you. You're sharing a part of the Live 6 neighborhood with us on Culture Shift, but also you're spreading the love of dance, mm-hmm. which still lives here and thrives in the city of Detroit. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Sharon Freed Moreland, mm-hmm. founder and CEO of 3D Dance Academy, which is housed inside of the Detroit Mary Grove Conservancy. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.